Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, September 30th, and you're listening to the big call. Thank you, everybody, wherever you're tuned in from, all around the globe. Good to have you in tonight. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll take it from there. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you have us know, our knowledge base, what you're bringing us, what you're adding to our spirit every day and every night. You're positioning us to receive an amazing blessing. Thank you for that. Thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a great time to go to your teaching that you found for us, and let's see what it is that will strengthen us, edify us, uplift us, that you found for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, everyone, for being in this segment and coming to be surprised and to be inspired. And this is called No Expectations. Be still and experience God. I love the privilege of spending time with God, just like we're doing tonight. The more, the better. Being still before God is an often underrated activity by those of us who like to accomplish and achieve things in prayer for the King and His kingdom. This is how it looks for me. Sometimes I'll just take a few minutes in the middle of the workday for God's pleasure. I get before the Lord and I say something to this effect. God, I'm here, but I'm not going to ask for anything or perform in any way for you. I'm just going to sit here simply as an object of your love and let you love me. This is a big deal for me because my usual prayer time is about 75% worship and 25% petition. Not doing stuff is sometimes hard. Sometimes, when I enter that place of rest, I get a picture of God pouring a honey-colored oil all over me as a symbol of His love. It's an overwhelming picture of drowning in His love. Something wonderful begins to happen as He awakens every part of my life to His presence. David said, "Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you." Mm-hmm. Psalm 63:1. Mm-hmm. Think about this. Before it was possible to be born again through the blood of Jesus, David said that his body actually hungered for God. Mm-hmm. It's possible to be so drenched in the glory of God through a lifestyle of worship that our bodies discover one of the great purposes for which they were created. We were born to live in the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, taking the time to be with God outside of the need for Christian performance is one of the most important decisions we can make. When I sit before the Lord for this time of inactivity, I often remember things that must be done or ideas that would be good for my life or ministry. In my younger years, I thought this was always the devil trying to distract me from my time with God. But as I get older, I realize that God is merely showing me that He's concerned about whatever concerns me. Time with Him releases a creativity that is paramount to fulfilling our assignment in life. I now bring a pen and pencil with me into that time with God. As ideas come, I give thanks to God and I write them down. By doing so, I don't have to try to remember what has been said. In this kind of prayer time, I don't go before Him to get answers and directions. I'm there simply to experience love. But I found in that place of communion and love, it is His pleasure to give revelation that satisfies our hearts. I just don't want anything to become the chariot that pulls me away from my opportunity to delight myself in the Lord. So I receive what He's giving me, and then I turn my attention back to the giver Himself. The same challenge is yours. Set your face towards His purposes, and you will experience the greatest privilege known to humanity. Set your face, and you'll see His face, and allow that oil of God's love to bathe you in His glory. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you for that, Sue. That was a pretty deep teaching, and I love the fact that it was pretty sophisticated where it took us. And I like the fact that she said that when she came to God in prayer, she didn't put out, I think if I got the numbers right, more than 30% in petition. In other words, asking God for something. Mm-hmm. And that's really very different from how a lot of us pray. Most people tend to come to God and just throw out all kinds of prayer lists on Him. You know, oh God, please give me this. I need my rent money. I need this. I need healing for this. I need that. They tend to, you know, just, you know, bring everything to God when really what God wants, yes, He wants us to ask Him for things, you know, but He really wants our presence. He wants our fellowship. Mm-hmm. He wants our communion with Him. That's what He really wants. He wants, you know, like He walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. He wants that type of relationship where we can be outside on the deck, out walking, and just talking with God, but not just talking, listening. We have two ears, one mouth. Maybe we should listen twice as much as we speak, especially when it comes to God, because this is a very important to have that type of fellowship, that type of relationship with God in prayer. You know, God did say, you ask not, this is what Paul said, or Jesus said this, you ask not because you have not because you ask not. Then He says, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. So, again, we have to ask and it's okay. But let's not overload God, you know, with prayer requests. We can have a lot without asking God for it because He's given us the authority and the power, the dunamis of His name. And when we ask things in Jesus' name, it's because we have the power and authority to do that. Positionally in Christ, since we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, everything He has, we can have. Everything we have, He can have. And so it's really important that we remember that, and when we pray things into existence. Pray things, speak things. Speak your healing into existence. You know, I remember this one guy in church, and he was a nice guy, he was a great friend. Then all of a sudden, when it came to prayer and he was in a position to pray, he kind of defaulted, and he went, "Oh Lord, if it be thy will, blah, 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 blah." You know, I'm like, come on. Don't "if it be thy will," God. You know what his will is concerning healing. You know what his will is concerning, you know, other requests that you have. You know? Don't put on highly stylized prayer language to try to impress God. Don't come in with just a litany of things to impress other people that are hearing it or whatever. Don't stand out on the corners and pray out loud as the Pharisees did. You know, that's where the whole idea of praying in private or praying in a small prayer closet or whatever, just keep it private. Now, in a situation like this, we got the big call. We've got a couple, 20 or 22 million listeners around the globe. Yeah, we're praying out loud. That's right. We're praying out loud. That's, I think, how God really wants us to pray. But we're not praying to impress him. We're not praying to impress others. We're just praying to speak so that God can see what are the desires of our heart. What are the desires of our heart? How are we aligning our spirit with the spirit of the living God? I think that's what God's most concerned with and what he wants to hear from us. That's what I got out of the teaching, Sue. Thank you for it. Appreciate it. I think it's a very valuable teaching. And I could go on and on.
You're welcome,
and you know.
Dear.
Yeah, thank you. How about Bob? What about Bob? What about Bob? Bob, what do you think about this teaching that Sue brought us tonight?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was just really great. Right away when you started talking about just sitting quietly and experiencing love, all right, so I'm going to do that. And I stand as I was doing it, I started to remember a similar feeling that I would get in the fall, in the autumn, during the time when I worked as a farmer. And it was such a time of awe, you know, as the leaves would change, and the maple trees and the oak trees all started to change colors. Mm-hmm. And then the fields to be harvested would change into literally fields of gold, like golden wheat. And the apple trees would be ready to pick the apples. And it was like in this spot of upstate New York in the Finger Lakes, the fall was literally like heaven. And it was awe-inspiring to sit on the side of a field on the tractor and just look out over the immense beauty. And I started thinking about, you know, how the time of harvest was such a beautiful time. And I'm thinking, how does that relate to the love of God? And I started thinking, well, if we can harvest the crops, maybe we can harvest God's love and declare it and rejoice in the harvesting of God's love and know that if throughout the year you plant seeds of gratitude for all the great things God has given and he's going to give at harvest time, and you know that you actually yourself can be ripe with the love of God. And knowing also that as you sit on your tractor, realizing that you reap what you sow, and there's this beautiful field of wheat. But also knowing if you sow the seeds of love in your life towards God and towards others, that what you might reap is all the love that God and His universe have to offer.
That's so beautiful, Bob. Thank you.
Beautiful, Bob. I love that. I love the analogy of the law of the harvest. And that's beautiful. And it makes me think, Sue, that what Bob was talking about, you know, seed, planting seed, which we all have done when we first bought our currency, we planted that seed. And then God talks about seed time. There's an interval of time in between. Can be short, it can be very long. For me, it's been 20 years. And then there's harvest. Seed time and harvest. Mm. And we're about to harvest the seed that I planted over 20 years ago and that we've planted on the big call for 14 years. And you and Bob planted and sown the seed for 10 years of that 14. And we're all about to reap a bountiful harvest. And I thought that was really good, Bob, that you brought that, and you brought that to my remembrance about seed, time, and harvest, the law of sowing and reaping, also known as the law of the harvest. And Sue, thank you for the teaching. And Bob, your comments were right on the money. I love it. And Sue, with what I said and what Bob said and what you're thinking, how did the teaching minister to you? What did it say to you?
Well, I thought both of your comments, it's so funny because I have concepts come up simultaneously and like live, I've got to organize them. What I loved about the teaching, and I wonder how many I would love if integrated minds at hushmail.com, to me, the concept of receiving God's love without petitioning, and the petitioning, and I love what you said about that, Bruce, when you're able to be with God, like Bob was saying, and just look at the abundance, the fullness, it's about moving from lack to, and this is going to be really interesting, now I've got my thread, it's about moving from not having to being one with the abundance of God. All knowledge, all wisdom, all Christ, all of that. And I'm very fortunate that I can work my schedule so that I can go for a walk out in nature in a forest. Remember the time, Bob, that I did the forest bathing segment? Out in a forest.
Yeah.
Very, very, very quiet. And then I get to go to a place, a grove, a pine grove that's covered in moss. Nobody, it's hidden away. And I just get to sit in this grove and be quiet. And it's a very powerful practice because I'll notice really it's like what's blocking me from God. And some days, it's like I'm in just ecstasy and well-being. Some days, it's just fun to watch what your relationship is. But to be one with nature and with God is moving us back to the well-being that God always wanted us to have. That's number one. And to me, that's planting the seed in your nervous system. So if you can do it, it's like going to deep ground. It's grounding into God, which is why you know, layering it with a lot of words and a lot of concepts and a lot of... I brought this teaching because I think we're being called to ground ourselves in God. See how I pause? So you can think it, so you can have a felt sense of that memory of some time when you were really quiet and you had that just the deepest, most beautiful, profound union with God. And that's very much a part, I think, of what we're seeding now. We try to get that in the leadership. And when you were talking about seeding, Bruce, I was really thinking about these amazing beings that I get to be in a leadership practice with, and how I can announce a class in, like, literally in 2 minutes. They're like, I'm there. They're... And that is about building the new ground of the new resting in God's love. And so for me, this teaching was so much about this removing fragmentation, adding more silence. Notice the silence and the pauses. Feeling it more deeply in your body and moving in a more sacred way through life. It's about making life sacred again. So that's how I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Really good, Sue. And it made me think when you were out, you know, in the grove, did you ever have a situation where some little chippy chipmunk ran up your leg?
So I'm lying on the ground, everybody, just to make a little joyful punctuation that Bruce just loved. I'm lying down, and I'm on a beautiful towel, and all of a sudden, two chipmunks come running up. I'm tall. That's how I'll say it. Running up the entire length of my leg. They probably thought I was a log, but two chipmunks running up my leg and sort of like off my hip and out. It was so fun. Bruce loved hearing that.
That story is so funny.
It was really fun. It was so fun. They were playing and they were like on my leg, but they were going really fast and then they hopped off. It was so fun. Oh, this is a log. I must have been very still. That's for Andrea, I wonder if she's hearing.
Yes.
I know.
I hope
I know.
So. I hope Andrea is listening.
I hope so, too.
It's such a good story. I just love that story, Sue. I had to reach that
prop.
Get into that story a little bit, yeah. Excellent. Well, I think that was a very, very important teaching, and we enjoyed. We learned a little more about prayer. We learned about sowing and reaping, and we learned about love and fellowship with God, and not bombarding God with prayer requests, but just fellowshipping, enjoying,
moving into wholeness, moving into wholeness.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, let's move into wholeness and see if we have any praise and prayer tonight we can bring out. Sue, shall we?
We do. We have, let's start with Pastor Scott. Hey, Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is for my last and youngest daughter, who is 16. She'll be graduating this spring from high school, a year early, following the footsteps of four sisters who did the same. We are very proud of her. All my kids don't or haven't turned to drugs, sex, and rock and roll. It's favor from God is what that is. We're in time in our world's history to make history as humanitarians. Also, so very interesting, prophetic things are happening in the Middle East. Prophecies that were written almost 3,000 years ago. Amazing stuff, I believe, is taking place. And we, Big Call Universe, are right in the middle of it all. Be blessed, you all. Love you. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Yeah, you're right on the money about that.
I'm going to go to This came in at 5:46. I wonder if this friend, Mr. Henry, is listening.
Oh, hi, Henry.
This is for Henry's son-in-law, Scott, who had kidney stones that moved into his bladder. He was in the hospital, ER, yesterday at midday. Henry's daughter took him home about 1:30. He was advised to drink a lot of lemon water, so he's doing that and dandelion tea. So we're going to pray for, we don't have Scott, my son-in-law, Scott. So we're praying for Scott. We don't have a daughter's name. And Henry and Henry's daughter. And we're, and Paula, Henry's wife, and their whole family. Let's get the whole family in there. We're praying that the spirit of perfect health, and the awareness that perfect health is not abnormal, that that is returning this to this entire family, and that the entire family, who are so loving and so wise and so kind and so connected, that that love is carrying the love and the seed of Christ as perfect health, perfect abundance, perfect love in this family that is so connected to each other and is a model for so many around them. We see the whole family healed. We see Scott and his daughter being at ease, letting go of illness as a thought, and moving into the decision that health is theirs forevermore from now on. In Jesus' name we say, amen.
Amen and amen.
Prayer for our mother. Ooh. This is from Ms. Oh, and Henry's daughter's name is Danica. So we know Henry's right there. You, Henry. Yeah. That's pretty fun. I know. This is another pod person here. And I read these, you know, I'm not rehearsing these prayers. These are live. I open them up on the call, and I do these on the call. This is for Kat, her mother. Her name is Juanita. She has severe damage done to her heart where there was a blockage, only 15% of flow in the aorta. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the med beds. Please, Jesus, please, Almighty God, grant us this prayer to get access into a med bed that are here, and we get the 800 number to make an appointment for her in time. Yeah. This is of dire need. So let's do this, Ms. Beautiful Cat, who is a musician and amazing, and her mother, Juanita. And Cat, we're going to seed this with you. But we're going to do something bold tonight. We're going to do dire need and med bed, the med bed walkout of perfect health for Juanita, for Kat, for everyone that's in dire need. We're seeing that the med bed timeline, the connection, the days. So take your two fingers, your thumb and your first finger, and I want you to see them apart, and I want you to put them together. Just press them together and say, the med beds and I, or the med beds and my mother Juanita, are one. They're here. They're now. And I want you to get that feeling as an anchor. You're anchoring in the activation, the immediate knowing that Juanita and anyone else on this call who's expecting to be in the med beds are literally now in their appointment, in that space, in and walking out as the new humans that are going to activate the disease-free world we're about to inhabit. So we see Juanita and Kat cleared of all worry, of all lack, of all feeling like it could be a distant away because they can't see it. It's in your fingers. It's in your knowing. And we activate through Christ that this is here med beds are here. Listen to Bruce's intel, which I think I have a little bit of knowledge about, and be at peace that everyone is about to be made whole. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen and amen.
Let's see. This is from Kathleen. This is from Kathleen. I'm humbly, and I think a lot of people will relate to this. I'm humbly asking for prayers for my dad in a situation with a stubborn brother. I think the divine feminine is kind of smiling right now. I'm trying to save them both, but it's a daunting and thankless task. I live in Texas and my dad and brother are in Georgia. I'm subjected to unwarranted verbal abuse from my brother. He's unaware that the social worker from my 96-year-old dad called, and I'm here to convince him to take the best option. It's the same thing as last time I get yelled at, blah, blah, blah. So I got yelled at for moving, brought up things that happened in 2017. I'm weary. So, Kathleen, for anyone that is facing, it's very tiring, especially for spiritual or sensitive people to be confronting hostility, anger, pain, violent expression. And so as I speak these words, we're speaking to you, Kathleen, but we're speaking the words of being so filled with God's love, so filled that you push out and you clear the weariness, the memory, the tolerance for that, and that you could stand in that space and know the power and the truth that you hold, and that it will only be a short time before you could possibly delegate that to somebody to handle for you, that you get wise, and that anyone that's facing that get wise. You can walk. You can say, I won't tolerate it. But we're calling on the perfect strategy, the perfect heart, the perfect knowing in how to handle that in the meantime. Knowing that, like Bob always says, nonviolent communication is the way of the future. And to have compassion for these men who act in angry, hostile, or violent expression, for anyone, a man or a woman. And we see you covered in light. We see them being cleansed with light and a softening that opens them up so that there can be connection. And we see you filled with renewal, with safety, with strength, and with true connection to what is good in everyone in this situation. And we just see you protected and healed and blessed in Jesus' name and say amen.
Amen and amen.
Let me see. I think, oh, Jeannie, right. I got Jeannie right here. Oh,
yeah,
no,
looking for Jeannie. I think.
I'm looking for Jeannie. And somebody just sent me something, which was really nice. Okay, here we go. Heavenly Father, we praise you, we adore you, and thank you for a new day. Today, end of month, and tomorrow, start of new month. Colossians 3:15-16. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. May God bless us every day, heal us from head to toe. We continue to pray for all the leaders, millions of listeners, victims of the church massacre, all Christians all over the world that are being persecuted, RV blessing, med beds, that we all need to be available very soon, and peace in this world. Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Jesus died so that we may live. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. His presence is missed, but his memory will live on in our hearts forever. His memorial in Phoenix, Arizona was powerful. It was grounded in Christ, faith, and courage. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. That was beautiful close.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah. Appreciate that very much. Oh, boy. Thank you, Sue. Anything else to add to the praise report tonight?
I want to give a shout out. I have no idea if they're listening, but I got to have a wonderful out there conversation. That's all I'm going to say, Bruce, with some very, how will I call them, very lit up. And this is something that they gave me. Mark and Phyllis, I'm shouting out for you. And they said there's just this one practice. Just praise God. Just praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise. And they were just so filled with love. And I just want to give them a shout out. So that's the close for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I knew that's who you were referring to. Yep.
But
Mark and Phyllis, that's right. Yeah,
Mark
excellent.
And
yeah, that's a great statement to say that too, and to praise God. You know,
just
we're supposed
build
to praise
up your
God
life by praising God
at all times. We're supposed to praise Him when things are down, when things are bad. Praise Him when things are good. You know, praise Him all the time. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sue. Excellent. Well, I'll just say this about Charlie Kirk. The story about Charlie and his quote-unquote death may not be over yet. And I'm not going to go into it, but I did get some information today that did confirm that there's a real question among a lot of people as to whether he's really gone. So I'm going to give us hope in the fact that I believe he is not gone. Okay? That's as much as I'll say tonight. Maybe we'll bring out more later, but that's it for now. Okay. So sometimes things are not as they appear. I think this is one of those cases. Sue, let us get into a situation where we see what you have prepared in the way of a next, not a class, 4.
I'd love to do that. Because they really aren't classes. They're experiences that are training humanitarians, giving them skills. The new skills to recreate our world. So if you're going to recreate something, you've got to be thinking a little differently than, not a little differently, you've got to be reframing, rethinking, reimagining, reinventing. But when you talk about this class, which is not a class 4, building the new teams in a sovereign world and sovereign relationships, Now you're really talking different. It's kind of like everything that we're the literally the mental laws that humanity has taken on or that have been imposed on them, all of that. Why do you think we're we're going to constitutional laws? These are belief systems, behaviors that are all going to be changed. And in order to recreate a new society, you've got to be conscious. You've got to be clear. You can't be dragging your old attitude, or you've got to be able to see through, which is a new skill. So it's called building the new teams in a sovereign world, and we're calling it the new prismatic skill. How to see that changes everything you build, with your teams, how to see how to build your team. But here's what's making it really, really different. So I've been in this kind of work, helping individuals, helping teams, helping nonprofits, helping corporations, helping a lot of startups. And startups are interesting because of what they do to people's nervous systems. It's a really fascinating place. It's usually people. Sometimes I've worked with startups that had a lot of money, but very often they're sort of bootstrapping it. They've got to do a lot of things. Bob knows this. They're getting a lot going all at once, which in a way relates to what we're doing. And what ends up happening is that people don't really have clarity on their team. Their nervous system is kind of pumped up. They're anxious. They're trying to do a lot of things at once. They're very, they can be scattered. They're under pressure. So let me just stop you there because I want to show you the context of what we're talking about. So here we are. Everybody's like, oh, I want this to go. I want my money. I want to get going. But let me show you how you're going to be. Your nervous system could be like a startup and what our signature is. You're going to get out of the med bed. People are going to be reacting all around you, not just a little, not just your family, but everybody around people are going to be reacting to all this change. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're paying attention and you're around people that are going through even a little bit of change, it's a very interesting state that they're in. So what we do in Not a Class is we simplify and clarify what it's going to take so that you can be so clear that you'll come into a room and you'll be able to ask just the right precision question. They're intuitive. They're from your heart. They're not just from your head. Like it's your heart, your head, and your gut aligned. And I love this expression. It's called a stat bomb. Here are the statistics. There are 250 different protocols for building teams. When I say protocols, like the best in the world, like you could hire somebody to do team building and it would take you months and months and months to learn it, or you could read it yourself or whatever. There are over 250 systems. Let's call it that. We've taken the number one system and the one that I've used throughout my team and leadership work. You take the number one most studied system, and it's one page. You can look at it. So you can look at it, and you can get, okay, this is what I need to ask here. And it's literally the development of your team. It's got a curve to it. And that way, you kind of know, okay, we're at this phase. It's like if you were getting dating advice, you go, okay, now let's go slowly. This is your first date. This is your second date. It's kind of a wisdom curve. And what's so powerful about it is that by simplifying it down, so anybody could use it, anybody. And because people's heads are so noisy, Bruce, Bob, and everyone, they need to get rid of that cognitive load, that anxiety. They're thinking about their family. They're thinking about this. They're thinking about all the people they have to hire. They're thinking this simplifies with a proven framework. This is how proven. When you create a team that has psychological safety, that means you've been clear. You know what to do. You know how to hire. You know who to, and this is all going to be in this program. Team effectiveness goes up by 60%. And I don't know about you, and this is in our course, but have I ever really worked on a team that was really, I've been brought in on teams that have lost their mojo. They don't like each other. They're burned out. I'm always the one. I come in to restore teams. But you, bet you guys can see me doing that. But when you're starting out a team, you've got to be really clear right up front. And that's what this new skill, the prismatic skill, I'm not calling it a framework. I'm calling it really a skill and a one-page handout that's going to make it so simple for everybody. So here's what we're doing, though. Listen to Bruce's intel, and I'm just going to say it out loud on the call, and Bruce and I talked about it earlier. Bruce has some exciting intel. The class starts on Thursday. Our go is really starting now. Now, why do I say that? I wrote to the group, the people that have come, and I said, this is so important for every person to have that if we get the 800 numbers and we don't have the class, I want you to have it. And with literally, Bruce, I was so excited. Within 2 minutes, people were, you know, sending in their investment. So here's what we're going to do. We have literally in 2 minutes. It was so amazing. These people's hearts are so in it because they trust after 217, I think this is 17 and 18 classes, that everything that they're learning is stuff that they, yes, they can hand it off, but they get this clarity that they can have confidence and they can have enough clarity to walk into a room and be articulate. This is getting people ready to be founders, to be clear, to have confidence in what they know, and to have God walk with them. So here's what we're doing. We haven't opened up the pod. We have room for four more people. If you want to join, this class is $100. You would send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com. Just put NAC4, and I have a feeling we're going to get rushed. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get, if the numbers come out before this goes, you're going to get the two courses, the handouts. It's going to walk you through your first hires, and you're going to have a map that you could literally prop up in your home office before you go into any meeting. And if you just ask a few questions and you know where your team and you or you are, you're going to be able to track, okay, I'm in this phase, I'm in that phase, I'm in this phase, and you're going to have a strategic map of building a team. Who's going to do your projects? You and, yes, Henry, you know what to do. You and the people you're working with. And you could use this with them. It's a, what I love about it is it's, I use it all the time. I still get grounded in it because it simplifies. It keeps me in essential clarity. It really, really does. I look at it and I go, okay, this is where I am. Okay, this is where I am. It's grounding. It's very, very grounding. So four people will get picked. It's going to be the first four in. It's $100. People in the pod, everybody has to get this done because I'm nervous about sending it out if the numbers come out, say, tomorrow afternoon. So I'm saying do it before, I'm going to make it for the new people especially, do it before 3 o'clock tomorrow. If you're interested, I'm going to email you an invoice tomorrow morning and we'll get you set up. And if we have the class, you'll be joined. You'll get the dial-in number. You'll get the whole thing. The class always offers a practice. It's called Neuroplasticity in Christ. And it's the way you learn to get information into your body, your mind, your heart, your gut. It's state-of-the-art. We'll call it accelerated learning. We'll call it neuroscience and Christ. We'll call it, it's the way to deeply embed your new identity and your new skills at a very accelerated level. That's what we do. That's kind of the heart of what we do. And then the information is how to walk it out chapter by chapter. So there are two chapters. And they're very rich but simple at the same time. It's like getting a handbook. This is what you need for your team. These are the first people you're going to hire. And the extra bonus, and then I'll be complete. You could look at this. I looked at it, and I've been working with this for like 20 years. And I went, oh, my gosh. You can use this for your personal life. Where are we? Who? What are we doing? This is going to be powerful because I can see it on the horizon. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to be assessing their teams, assessing their relationships. This has deep application for personal and professional relationship. So it's something I'm very, very passionate about because it simplifies the complex. And everybody's going to be processing so much mentally and emotionally. I just want people not to be overloaded and to have the wisdom of a globally proven increases psychological safety by 60% top program that I made, selected because I know what people are going through. I've used it in my own practice, and I think it's going to be incredibly powerful for people. So that's what we're doing, and all you need to do is send an email if you want to join. We have four spots, and just make sure you're paying attention tomorrow morning and you'll be all set. And that's my segment for tonight. Building new teams for the sovereign world.
Yep, NAC4. Not a class.
NAC4, building new teams, get it done tonight or tomorrow.
Tonight.
Got to get it done.
Or tomorrow morning. Yep. And make sure that you have in the email that you send, Sue, that you have the NAC4 in the subject line, and then make sure that if you have PayPal, let her know. If you don't, let her know.
Yep.
And then also put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email.
Yeah, and my last closing piece is I just want people to, it would be like if you got, it's gonna give you step by step how to set up your team. It's a map, really. It's a map. But I just want people to go, okay, they're going to get the first people, which are people I've already gotten, but they're going to be able to think about, this is the question I ask here, this is the question I ask there, like that. And so that's very important for people.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. It's a really cool segment. That sounds like a really cool, not a class four. All right, Sue. Thanks again so much.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Thank you, Bruce.
Welcome. All right, now, Bob, this is your time. We know that you've got some good news to bring to Big Call Universe. So why don't you lead with that and tell us anything else and maybe throw in a few testimonials with it, okay?
That sounds great. I have some testimonials, and I'll do those first, and then we'll tell everybody the good news about how we have the Myotrol back in stock.
Wow.
I'll do that for doing in order.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So, no, I'm just kidding. We did get the Myotrol back, and it actually came in this afternoon, and came in. It took exactly a week to get here from California, and it's back in stock on the website. If people want to go there, you can give a call if you need help getting anything. Stephanie and Lucy will be able to help you tomorrow, and you should have enough for quite a few months. So, so the first testimonial that came in, we got a bunch of them since last week. This one is about our Good Night formula, and this person says, I've been using the Good Night formula for a few years now. I take two every night, and my insomnia has totally gone away. Thank you so much to the Boomer team for this product. And, you know, Bruce, we've had so many testimonials about Goodnight Formula. It's just really just amazing. I was thinking back to when we made it. And we had a really good formula to begin with that we had created like a year earlier. Mm-hmm. And then we were watching a YouTube video one day, and there's this woman who was a specialist in sleep-wake disorders and treated people who had the worst time sleeping to the point where it was clinically dangerous and they had to be under the care of a specialist in sleep. And somehow this woman got the idea that maybe it was something to do with vitamin D and some B vitamins. And so she started giving little bitty doses of these vitamins to her patients in an attempt to try to finally help them. And what she thought was that in the brainstem, they knew that over a period of time, something was activating the brainstem in a sequence that was resulting in relaxing groups of muscles. And when all the muscles were relaxed, people then were getting tired. I'm getting sleepy just talking about it. It always happens when I think about the good night. Get tired.
God, you're so funny.
So after playing around with B vitamins and vitamin D for quite some time, trying all different doses, she hit on a particular dose that seemed to be working for almost everybody. And she was talking with the interviewer about this, and he's like, well, what was it? What'd you find out? And she went through it. There was four different vitamins, and she went through and spoke what the exact dose was that she had discovered. So I'm listening to this, and I was like, I have to rewind this and write these doses down. And I did that, and I called the manufacturer that makes our Good Night formula, and I said, could you redo our formula and add these four vitamins in these exact doses? And they said, sure, we can do that. And they made us a trial batch, and we all tried it, and it worked amazingly well. And we literally threw away the rest of the Good Night formula that we had that did not have these four vitamins once we discovered how well the new formula was going to work. And since that time, which is probably 5 years now, mm-hmm. I've never even tried to count up all the testimonials we got, like this one that this gentleman just sent in. It's many hundreds. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 1,000. And that one lady, with all of her research, was just helping the few very, very sick people that she was caring for. I don't think she has any idea to this day that her research has led to helping people like this gentleman in this testimonial. And I think it would be really cool if she knew all the people she helped just from what she had done.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's that. This is another testimonial came in about our dynamic combo, which is our Boomer Boost and Barley.
Yep.
And this is a husband and wife team said, I love the fact that years ago I learned about boomers. After taking this combo for 2 months, it was time for me to have a blood test. The test came back all green. The month before, many, many red checks. I want you to know I love the green. I love the boomer combo all these years, and I love being 91. The blood test came from the Cleveland Clinic. My wife and I have enjoyed your products all these years. Then we got a couple more. This one came in about the Pro Enzyme Pack that we have on sale. Mm-hmm. And this person said, thank you for this awesome digestive enzyme product. I have no more gas and bloating. Such a relief. It's another one of those things where people have had an issue or issues for a really long time, you know, and sometimes have given up hope that anything might be found to help them. And here's a lady was able to get rid of her gas and bloating, which can be very disconcerting. We got a bunch of other short testimonials, Bruce, that I'll save for this for now.
All right.
And I'll just say this, that two other things. One is we do still have that Proenzyme Pack on sale.
Okay.
And it's a really great deal. It's the enzymes the lady was talking about with the probiotics. And it's on sale. It's like $40 off. Mm-hmm. Close to that, maybe $36, something like that. And we also have a Calm Down combo, the ashwagandha and the turmeric, which is also over $30 off.
Right.
Don't know how much longer this is going to be up, but it's there for now. And we also have the Build Your Own Bundle that is still up on the sale board. And you can bundle products together. There's 8 of them, including our Gladiator Barley, our collagen peptides, the Good Night Formula, resveratrol, vitamin D, vitamin C, ashwagandha, omega-3s. And we've given some suggested combos right underneath for various things with a lot of information about how they work for different issues.
Okay. Well, that's neat.
It gives you a 10% discount when you make the bundle. And for the first time, you can put these bundles onto AutoShip. And when you do that, you save an extra 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's for a 2-month period. They'll give you that extra discount twice in a row on your AutoShip. Mm-hmm. You'll get that double discount.
Right.
Last thing is this, Bruce. We now have on our product page, when you look at the drop-down right underneath the on sale page, we have a page that says Red Light Products. And we met not long ago a man named Jonathan Otto. And Jonathan Otto is a renowned filmmaker who's made 25 different documentaries on health and wellness. And one of his segments in one of his films was about the gladiators and the barley that they ate and why and how they were so strong. And when I met Jonathan Otto not long ago, he was completely unaware that we had the gladiator barley. And when I told him about it, he immediately wanted some. And he's been taking it now along with Myotrol. And his expertise is very deep and profound about red light therapy. All different wavelengths, pulses, and like a tremendous amount of detail about how it works and what things it works for. And if you go to our all products and click on that red light device, you'll get all kinds of different information about the different devices that his company offers and what kinds of things they help. And I'm talking about all kinds of things. He's got mittens for people that need treatment for arthritis in their hands. He's got wall panels you can hang up. He's got small panels that you could set on a desk. He's got skincare treatments and all kinds of other stuff. And if you make your, it's too much information by far for me to really go into it tonight. I can just say, go over to that page. You'll have quite an education and opportunity there. That is it for tonight, Bruce. It is 10 after 10.
Well, thank you, Bob. I like that concept of the red light therapy and the way that they can get to it by going to the website, bringing the product menu, and then they'll see on the product menu down, they'll be able to bring up the bottom and see the red light therapy tab and click on that and be getting access to all kinds of great products that use that therapy. And that's brand new for us. So we've got a couple of new things in a way. We've got the Myotrol back in stock. That's new and ready to ship. And that can be ordered online now, ship starting tomorrow. And then we've got the new tab on red light therapy from Jonathan Otto, O-T-T-O. And that's really cool that he has researched and knew about the gladiators and their barley. And here we have a product we call Gladiator Barley, and that he's jumped all over that and taken advantage of that. So realize this. The website that Bob has, you get to it by starting with bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. Go to bigcalluniverse.com and you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it, brings you right into the Boomer site. You can go through, see the various product combinations. You can learn about the red light therapy, and you can also learn about the various products that are on sale, the bundling, the create your own bundle with 8 different products. You can bundle any combination of those. And then the idea of putting anything that you buy that might be on sale on an auto ship program, and then pick up the 10% initially and then another 10% by putting it on auto ship, and you'll get that extra 10% for 2 months extra. So that's a really cool way to do it. A lot of people will probably do it, and they'll probably throw Myotrol in so they never run out of Myotrol. I think that's a really good idea. But do that. If there's a question or you have a situation you want to call the office, you can call customer support. The 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, for a little over a month. Now, I would say that's a great way to get lined out and get everything that you need. I'm thrilled that Myotrol is back in stock, too. Man, it's weird that we ran out, but it just took so long to get that last order completed and in. And thank God it got there today, and they're ready to ship tomorrow out from Boomers. So, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Okay, let's get into the intel tonight. First of all, I want to address a situation I learned about yesterday about a med bed update. Now, this is regarding the number of med beds that we already have in the United States, approximately 29,000. I believe it was 29,600 med bed centers throughout the United States. And each med bed center has 2 med beds in each one. Okay, so that's a lot of med beds right there already across this country. Now, this is something that I found very interesting. There are 23,500 hospitals that are being retrofitted for med beds across the United States. I'm talking the U.S. 23,500 hospitals will have med beds for use by the public starting around January 1st. They're retrofitting these hospitals to have med bed centers in them. And each hospital will have either 2 or 4 med beds in each hospital. Half of the hospitals will have 2 med beds. The other half of the 23,500 hospitals will have 4 med beds in each one. So they're going to be set up. This is to take place between now and the end of the year with the public being able to get started around the 1st of January, 2026. The ones that are there now already in med bed centers are there for us. They're there for us, especially those who are ZIM holders and those that are in dire need get first access. And then remember, each of you will be able to refer 6 people that you know that should be in dire need, whether they're ZIM holders or not, doesn't matter, but it'd be nice if they were. And if they're not, that's okay too. You can refer those, and you tell them that, or you have it typed out already on a list printed out that you can hand them when you go in to the med bed center for your appointment. because that's when they want to know who you would refer. And so that way they vet these people a little bit by knowing you first and then your people that you want to have come in. They can be family members. They can be other people that you know from work or from your neighborhood or whatever. This doesn't matter. It's just a matter of they're going to vet these people out. You're going to put a name and a phone number. If you have an address, fine. Email, fine. It's not necessary. But they are going to contact these people to let them know, hey, we can set up an appointment for you to come in for the med bed. My understanding is we will be under an NDA for a certain period of time when we come out of the med beds. We might even have to sign that before we even go in there. I'm sure we would. If we can see to write, they might let me sign mine after I can see. But that's a nice little bit of information that we just got yesterday. Okay. What else is going on? All right. We did get some confirmation that the Doge money, the R&R money, and the tariff dividends have been placed in our, what I'm calling our quantum accounts, and that's already been processed for us. And that was to have been done Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday, actually, to get those in the proper hoppers. The military use of the term hoppers, putting those funds in the hopper. And that's what we got confirmed today. President Trump had Bibi Netanyahu in again, the White House today, or yesterday, I guess it was, talking about getting a peace deal going between Israel and Hamas. And everybody in that Middle Eastern region has signed off on that 20-point peace deal. And Hamas needs to come to the party and capitulate and agree to it, or else there'll be some serious consequences that they'll face from Israel. And it won't be pleasant. So it's kind of like Netanyahu said yesterday. He said, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. He said, I'd rather do it the easy way, which means sign. And for once in your life, be a person of your word. Let the fact that you signed a peace agreement make it count for something. Make it real. Okay, because everybody else in the Middle East is in favor of this. All right, so that we got that point made. I believe we're going to have peace between Israel and Hamas and also Russia and Ukraine. I know they're going to work that out. I don't know if it's done, or if it's getting done, but I believe it's something that is happening really now. And I hope it is now. Now, the timing for this, we heard, was that we would get started, we'd get our notifications when they had a peace accord between Russia, Ukraine, and Israel and Hamas. And I think there's probably truth to that. Now, there is a group called GMA, Global Military Alliance. GMA, Global Military Alliance, made up of 184 generals from around the world, 18 of which are U.S. generals. And Pete Hegseth, and I'm not sure who the other one is in charge of this alliance, this Global Military Alliance. Okay, so that group is determining when we get the green light to get started to go. Now, I don't know if all 184 have to agree, but I know our 18 generals probably have to have a consensus and agree before we get the green light to go. All right, so now let's talk about where we're hearing we are in this process. We have heard from several sources, including Redemption Center leaders, including people that are over 7 or 8 Redemption Centers, that we have, in their opinion, that we're going to receive our 800 numbers either Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Tomorrow is Wednesday, the 1st of October. Thursday is the 2nd. And we're hearing that because the government is to shut down without a continuing resolution, if that is the status at this hour, at midnight tonight, our government, Eastern Daylight Time, would shut down. And we're also hearing that at 1 a.m. in the morning tomorrow, an hour later, that the restored Republic of the United States of America would come back up online. That means with the restored Republic, we get the new aspect of our government. We get so much tied in with that through Nasara. We get a new currency, the USN. We get a lot of things that are moving forward. We could get an EBS, Emergency Broadcast System, programming that might come up. I'm hearing dates of somewhere around the 3rd through the 6th, which would be Friday through Sunday, or Monday, I think it would be, Friday through Monday, this weekend. So we'll have to see if that happens. And if that happens, guess what that could be? That could be cover for us going for our exchanges, having set our appointments, and going to the redemption centers to exchange currency, to activate our quantum accounts with our quantum card, to redeem our ZIM, and to make our 3 to 5 minute presentation on our humanitarian projects, and then take it from there. So, we have possibility of tomorrow or Thursday. My gut is going to be Thursday, but that's when we would get notified. Maybe tomorrow, but I'm going to say Thursday is looking good to get notified and then set appointments and get started, maybe over the weekend. And it seems like that would make sense, especially if the EBS is kicking off. Now, a lot of the cities, as you guys know, across the country are getting help in cleanup. And the cleanup is ongoing and it will probably still be ongoing. But they're in a position where they have a lot that they have done. And we don't usually hear about specific cities until they're complete, until they've been completely cleaned up. Like President Trump said, it took 14 days, probably a little bit less, but 14 days total for Washington, D.C. to be cleaned up, with about 1,400, 1,500 people removed. I'm sure there's a lot to that. I think Baltimore was looking for help, I believe. New York is, I think, almost done. I think Chicago has been at least, if not completely done, mostly done. And Detroit is good. There are a lot of cities. Obviously, you've heard about Portland. They're in there. I don't know where we stand on Seattle, but they're making their runs all the way through the country. Going to get this done until they're completely done. And I think that's wonderful. So I'm excited about where we stand, and I think this is a great time to get in touch with Sue about not a class four. Remember, she's got four spaces open in addition to who she already thinks are coming. So send her that email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And she's going to be going through those probably tonight. And she wants to get some new and cool information out to everybody. So don't wait on that. Go ahead and do it. If you have PayPal, let her know it. If you don't, let her know you don't have it. But go ahead and put that in your email and then let her know your name and your cell phone number so she can reach you by text if she needed to. But this thing is going to be her class, or not a class four, and it's about team building. Sounds terrific to me. I think it'd be a great idea to have it. Of the 250 types of team building that she's researched over the last 30 years, this is the one she's using, and this is the one that she thinks is right for us. So get in touch with Sue, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated is integrated, integrated minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. So send that off to Sue and let her know that you're interested in not a class four team building. Okay? Well, that's really the way to go. And I think that what she described in this not a class class sounds really extremely important, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Over two nights, Thursday and Friday, and she'll give you the instructions. She'll send it out as to, you know, pay right away on this one. Okay? Pay right away, and then she'll just keep an eye on your emails. Okay? And get ready to get the numbers and log in and all that good stuff on Thursday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern time, and Friday at the same time. All right? So I think we're in a good place. I think the fact that our fiscal, and it's not physical, it's fiscal, F-I-S-C-A-L, fiscal year starts October 1, tomorrow, Wednesday. I think it's perfect timing that the government, under the USA Inc., if you will run out of money, theoretically, tonight at midnight, and then they'll continue to pay, you know, other services and Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all that stuff. But this is good timing to transition from the old to the new stored republic. And so I'm excited about that. I think it's great. And I'm ready for a start like you guys are. And I think we can say that we'll see what happens tomorrow, and we'll see what happens Thursday. And with any success, we'll have a celebration call Thursday night at the regular time. All right? So I'm looking forward to getting started on projects. We've got some things to do beforehand, so don't worry about it. You're all entitled to take a vacation. You're all entitled to get your house in order and all of that stuff. But we'll be getting some basics put together. Main thing is get our websites built out and prepare for it. And I think we're excited to do that. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to seeing what happens tomorrow and also, obviously, Thursday. So we're looking for notifications. We're hearing Wednesday or Thursday. My gut is that it'll be on Thursday, but keep an eye on them. Get in touch with Sue. Get back in and order the Myotrol since it's in now. And take a look at the products they're using, red light therapy. And you'll see that in Bob's website under products. Okay? Check it out. So let's pray the call out. Thanks, everybody, first of all. Thanks, Sue and Bob, wonderful co-hosts with me. And thank you. Thank you, GCK and Doug and Jeannie, Pastor Scott. Continued healing. Thank you for your kind words tonight. Same thing, Jeannie. And thank you, satellite team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. And thank you, everybody, for being faithful listeners to the Big Call as Big Call Universe. So let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll keep an eye on what happens in the next 2 days. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have you and you have us in the palm of your hand so that nobody can snatch us out. And we thank you that things are coming together. Things are really coming together to show finality to this and to show the fact that this blessing is truly at hand. Thank you for blessing your people, informing your people, loving your people, giving to your people. Help us to be a giving people, to give and not take, to give into people's lives, into ministries, into foundations, into good, worthy projects and worthy opportunities to help mankind, help humankind. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Give us all a great night overnight. Let the government shut down at midnight and let the new restored republic come up at 1 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. And it's in all these things that we give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And everybody have a wonderful time. We'll get together with a celebration call. Hopefully, it would be on Thursday night. All right? Everybody take care and have a great, great, blessed night.